So let's review. Our Mishnah continues to elaborate on the averis listed in the Mishnah Daf Nun Gimel for which the punishment is skila, stoning, among them hamagadif, one who blasphemes Hashem's name. Generally, the Gemara euphemistically refers to this as birchas Hashem, blessing Hashem. Tzak the Mishnah, hamagadif ein nechayv ad sheyefarash Hashem. The blasphemer is only liable if he pronounces the divine name. However, Rashi explains, im shama shem yitzim bipi achar uvarchi pater. If he hears someone else mention Hashem's name and he blasphemes it, he's not liable. The Gemara cites the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim Elikim lo yisakal as the azhara, the warning not to blaspheme, and the pasuk in Parshas Emor v'noikiv shem Hashem v'nokvir shem yumas as prescribing the death penalty as the einish, the punishment. And the Gemara explains noikiv klolahu. We know that the term noikiv refers to cursing because the pasuk says v'yikav v'yikal, also using the expression cursing, and it then says hoitzias makal and does not repeat both expressions, thus indicating chadahi. The terms are synonymous and both refer to blasphemy. The Braisa adds another condition, at sheyavarach shem b'shem. He's only liable if he curses the name with the name. As Rashi explains, yaka pleni is pleni, or yikal shem pleni is shem pleni. He says, this divine name should strike or curse this divine name. This law is derived from the repetition of the word noikiv in the pasuk, b'noikiv shem Hashem, b'nokvir shem yumas. The Gemara cites a Braisa in which there is a machlekes regarding kinuyin, blaspheming one of the lesser names. The two psukim in Parshas Emor in their entirety read as follows. The Bryce explains that we only had the pasuk, the Neikiv Shem Hashem Mois Yumas, Yochelo Yehichayev Ela Al Shem HaMeyuchad Bilvat. We might think that one is liable for Misa only for the Shem HaMeforesh, Hashem's four-letter name, because the Haksiv Hashem, by the Shem Meyuchad, the Haksiv Zeh Shmi La'olam. Shem Hashem refers only to the Shem HaMeforesh. Therefore, the previous pasuk says, "Ish ish ki yikal elikab nasachetoi mikal malkim divrei meir." One is liable for misa for all kinuyin, all of Hashem's lesser names as well, because elikab is one of the kinuyin. Although this pasuk merely states nasachetoi, but does not specify the einish, Rashi explains, "Besamach le misa v'noikiv shem Hashem misyumas v'koinami aki yikal elikab." The einish of the second pasuk refers to the first pasuk as well. However, Chachamim aimrim al shem hamiyuchad b'misa v'ala kinuyin b'azhar. The Chum maintained that only blaspheming the Shem HaMeforesh is punishable by death, but for blaspheming one of the lesser names, one only transgresses a lav which the Einish is Karas. As Rashi explains, V'hai v'nasachetei lav misa ele v'nasachetei the Karas, v'nasachetei means Karas, and the Einish of the second pasuk does not refer to the first pasuk. The Gemara now discusses the prohibition of blasphemy for a non-Jew. The pasuk in Parashat Bereishis says, V'yitzav Hashem elikim, Hashem zubirchas Hashem. Adam Rishon was commanded against blasphemy as the Gemara elaborates below, and this applies to all non-Jews. Additionally, the pasuk in Parshas Emor says, "Ish ish ki yikal elikab nasachetoi l'rabes eso ibdi kechavim shem musharan al birchas Hashem ki Yisrael." The double expression "ish ish" includes non-Jews in the prohibition of blasphemy, and the second pasuk is needed l'rabes hekinuyin to add for non-Jews the prohibition against blaspheming any of the lesser names, as the first pasuk says Hashem, while the second pasuk says elikav. The Braisa continues, however. Their punishment is saif because non-Jews are always put to death by the sword. And the Gemara adds, we might think that since non-Jews are included in the prohibition of Jews by the words ish ish, they are also included in the punishment of Jews, which is skila, kamash malon kager ke'ezroch, ger ve'ezroch beskila, aval akum besayif. The pasuk specifies Jews and converts that only Jews get skila but not non-Jews. Now, the Gemara points out that there is a machlekes regarding the above. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha holds, Lo nitzrucha el Remeir. The above is only according to Remeir, who holds that Yisrael bekinuin b'misa, therefore so too Akum bekinuin b'misa. Because since it's derived from Ish Ish ki yikal elikab b'nasachetoi, Akum has the same din as Yisrael, but with a different misa, because we derive from Kager ke'ezroch, ger ve'ezroch b'skila, aval Akum b'sayif. However, the Chacham who hold Yisrael b'kinuin ba'azhara, that there is no Mises Bezna for Yisrael, must also hold Akum b'kinuin ba'azhara, because there is no other source for Misa for an Akum. However, Reb Maisha disagrees, and holds that even according to the Chacham who hold Yisrael b'kinuin ba'azhara, nevertheless, Akum b'kinuin b'misa, because we derive from Keger ke'ezrach, Ger ve'ezrachu d'bi'inan b'nakfu shem, aval Akum afil b'kinuin. Only Jews are liable only for the Shem of Mefurish, but non-Jews are liable for any name. Now, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, these psukim are superfluous according to the Chachamim because they hold Akum b'kinuin b'azhara. Therefore, they explain these psukim as follows. Ish, ish, Dibratar Koloshim Nei Adam. The double expression is simply common usage and not expounded. And Ger Ve'ezachu Debi'inan Shem B'Shem, Aval Akam Lebi'inan Shem B'Shem. Jews are only liable for blaspheming a name with a name, but non-Jews are liable for blaspheming in any manner. The Gemara now begins a lengthy discussion regarding mitzvahs of non-Jews and cites a brisa that brings many opinions. Sheva mitzvahs nitztava b'nei Noach. All the descendants of Noach, i.e. all non-Jews, were given seven mitzvahs alluded to in the following pasuk told to Adam HaRishon. Veitzav Hashem alikim ala Adam leimar, mikol eitz hagan ochol teichel. And the Gemara expounds. Veitzav elu hadinan. This is the obligation to establish civil law. Hashem, zubirchas Hashem, blasphemy. Elikim, zu avodah zarah, idol worship. Al ha'odam, zu shvichas damim, murder. Lamer, zu gila arayis, illicit relationships. Mikol eitz hagan, v'loi gezel, theft. Achol teichel, v'loi evim nachai, eating a limb taken from a live animal. Reb Chanani ben Gamliel, lamer, af al dam nachai. They also are forbidden to consume blood taken from a live animal. Reb Chidko, lamer, af al asiris, they're forbidden to sterilize people or animals. Reb Shimon, lamer, af al akishuf, they're forbidden in witchcraft. Reb Yesi, lamer, they're forbidden in everything mentioned in the section discussing witchcraft. As the pasuk there says, forbidding the performing of the Moilich ritual with one's children, divination, forms of sorcery, necromancy. And the pasuk concludes, the non-Jewish inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael lost the land due to these indiscretions, and loy onesh elim kein hizr. They would not have been punished if they were not previously warned. Rabbi Lazo Aymer, mutarin b'nei noyach lulvish klayim v'lizrei klayim, v'inasurin ele bahar vois behemu u'barkava se'ilan. They're permitted to wear and plant klayim, mixtures forbidden to Jews, but they're forbidden to crossbreed animals and trees. The Gemara cites a brisa that disagrees with the previous list of seven mitzvahs. Esther mitzvahs nitztav b'Yisrael b'morah. Klal Yisrael were given 10 mitzvahs in Mara before Matan Torah. Sheva shekiblu alein b'bnei Noach, v'yisif alein dinin b'shabbos v'kibud av v'aim. The seven mitzvahs that were given to non-Jews plus three additional mitzvahs. Civil law, Shabbos, and honoring parents. Clearly, dinin is not one of the seven mitzvahs. The Gemara explains that this brisa agrees with the list of the Tana de Bei Menashe. Sheva mitzvahs nistava b'nei Noach. Avodah Zarah, idol worship. Gila Arayis, illicit relationships. V'shvichas Damim, murder. Gezel, theft, ve'evim nachai, eating the limb taken from a live animal, sirus, sterilization, and meklayim, crossbreeding. According to this opinion, din was indeed added in Mara and was not in the original list of seven mitzvahs. The Gemara discusses which mitzvahs were given to Adam Rishon himself. Behuda oima Adam Rishon lo nistava ela al avodah zarah belvad. It was only commanded against idol worship. Behuda meseira oima afal birchas Hashem, also against blasphemy. Ve'yesh oima afal adinim, also on civil law. The Gemara elaborates on the topic of Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach in the coming daf.